Hello, this is Neil Wilkins, and in this episode, I am going to be talking about the subject of thought leadership. Now, this is a really interesting one that has appeared in a whole range of different media and marketing circles over recent years. It's one of those subjects that you think, well, you know, if I offer a service, which potentially is quite intangible, that it's going to be actually quite an important thing that I do, which is actually figure out and kind of find out what kind of subjects I could be a thought leader in. Now, it's really got me thinking because, you know, I guess for me, one of the areas that I've really been focusing on in recent years, and now it's evolved into a non-profit or not-for-profit business, which is the Mindful Collective. And that is at mindfulcollective.net, which is a whole different subject for a different day. But one of the really interesting things, as far as I'm concerned, is the idea that you can focus on a particular subject. And I guess the world of marketing would look at it and say, you've got to own it. Because how can you be a thought leader without actually leading the thoughts of that subject? And so it's really had me thinking over recent times about actually the definition of thought leadership and what it needs to be credible and authentic. And actually, the more I've thought about this and the more I've talked about this to clients and to other colleagues within the marketing industry, the more I've thought that actually you don't need to lead to be a marketing thought leader or to be a thought leader within your industry. It is much more about leading a conversation, leading a debate, leading a collective, leading a collaboration or leading a group around a particular set of subjects or thoughts. So this doesn't necessarily mean that all the thoughts need to come from you. Now, I guess that's going to be music to the ears of people who think, well, actually, you know, I'm really passionate about this particular subject, but hey, you know, I don't have the scientific or the evidenced kind of research background to say that, you know, I am an industry leader on this particular subject, but I'm passionate about it. I want to kind of lead a debate. I want to lead, you know, a discussion, and I kind of want to lead this thing forward, but, you know, I can't really authentically claim to be the, you know, the world leader in this subject. So I think for me, that's absolutely fine. And I think a lot of people, if you were to ask them, you know, is it okay that I kind of lead on this subject in the circles in which I operate? I think a lot of people would actually say, yeah, that's fine. I think the problem starts and the problem comes with this whole concept of thought leadership is if you position yourself as the definitive source for a particular subject, because you are setting yourself up to fail. I don't think there's pretty much any subject on the planet that any one individual could say that they dominate and exclusively own. I think it would be quite an arrogant approach. I think it would be probably also quite naive to think that one individual could exclusively own something and say, I am the, with, you know, underlined in uppercase and in bright flashing lights, I am the thought leader on this subject. So I think we all need to, in lots of ways, kind of rein ourselves back a little and understand that we can add a huge value to a conversation or to a subject or to a topic or to an industry or to a debate by saying, you know, I'm practicing thought leadership. So rather than I am a thought leader, maybe the whole concept here is about, you know, I'm part of a thought leadership conversation. I'm part of a thought leadership group. And what I'm doing is I'm sharing with you some of my thoughts. I'm sharing with you maybe some ideas that come up as I kind of alchemize the thoughts and the ideas of others. And what I'm doing is I'm extending the conversation, I'm extending the debate. And I think as long as you position yourself as a thought leader in that kind of way, I think there is an authenticity about that. There is an accountability that, you know, you're not saying you've got the definitive answer. You're not saying that you're the only source of this kind of work or this kind of thinking. But you're saying, you know, you're one of a number of thought leaders in this subject. And you can be self-acclaimed, self-appointed in that role. And again, particularly if you feel really quite passionately about something, I think there is a very big opportunity for you to extend the thinking. And so, yeah, some of thought leadership comes from within. Some of the thought leadership needs to come from, you know, the way that you add a little bit of value, maybe a lot of value, to a particular topic. So maybe you blog on it, maybe you have a podcast on that subject. But I think to consider yourself in isolation is kind of either missing the point or it's not optimizing the opportunity that you have. So for me, the definition of thought leadership, if you want to include this in the mix of content, the mix of services that you offer, and as I say, particularly if you work in a service industry, so you're a consultant, you're a supporter, you're a therapist, you're a thinker who provides services around a particular subject, rather than necessarily possibly a tangible product, then I think there is an opportunity here for extending that topic and that subject. So if it is then, by definition, then in collaboration with others, part of the journey that you'll be on here as a thought leader is figuring out what's an appropriate way that I can collaborate with others. Now, for a few of us, we may well have taken the view of, I'm going to interview other people who have also got something to contribute here. And then again, collectively, we can add a little bit of value to this particular topic. So as I interview them, I pick up ideas. Maybe we have a bit of a conversation. And again, maybe together we alchemize on a particular story within this topic. And maybe by doing that, we've added a little bit of value. Maybe as an interviewer, I can sort of position myself as a hub or a portal and around a particular subject. And, you know, I'm currently working with a number of people who are doing just that. So they themselves are not adding a huge amount of actually, as you might call it, kind of sort of delivery of things, but what they are delivering is the conversation. So they are kind of hosts, if you like, for a particular topic or a subset of that topic. And that in itself can make you into a thought leader because you are the host of the platform or the place where people can go to learn more, find out more, and to build their knowledge and information source around a particular topic. So maybe it is you do interviews. Maybe as a thought leader, you decide, well, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of that and a little bit of the, you know, collaborative thing. But actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a small subset or a small stream within the topic, and I'm going to really specialize in it. So I'm not going to say that I'm a practitioner of everything to do with this topic or this subject, but what I am going to do is I'm going to focus on one particular little area and almost kind of sort of specialize, if you like, in that particular area, because it may well be that I feel quite passionately about it. Maybe I feel that, you know, I have something a little different to add, so maybe a different perspective. And again, that could be something that you could say, well, you know, that is thought leadership in itself, because maybe it's leading that particular stream or that particular topic into a slightly different direction, and in which case, you know, that could also be adding, you know, a huge amount of value. So I think there's definitely an opportunity, you know, in that particular area to do that. Now, it may also be that what you decide is that, you know, it's not so much something that is around a particular subject or a particular topic, but actually what you're doing is you are being a thought leader by sharing existing content. So you become very much a hub, and you're going to curate rather than create content on a particular subject. Now, some people might say, well, that's quite an easy option because, you know, everyone else is creating the, you know, the leading, if you like, of the thoughts and the ideas, and all you're doing is just, you know, creaming off the best of the bunch and the, you know, the top most popular content, the stuff that's trending, and you're kind of almost being sort of maybe a little bit sort of parasitic and a little bit vulture-like by doing that. But again, I think if you position yourself as that, that is the value you're adding, you know, as the filter maybe of, you know, what could be a very, very broad topic, then there also might be another opportunity to add value by the fact you are that filter. And I think, again, as long as you do this authentically and say, look, I'm not necessarily adding anything to the debate, I'm not necessarily stretching this topic beyond where it is, but what I'm doing is I'm collating or curating the very best of this kind of material, and you know, you can come here to learn more. And so that might be something that you feel, particularly, I think, if you're starting out on a particular subject that you do feel passionately about, and you think, well, you know, in the future, maybe what I'd love to do is host interviews. Maybe I'd love to host a platform, you know, that has lots of blogs that I'm, you know, creating myself. But right here, right now, I kind of need to learn a little bit more before I would feel confident to do that. Then maybe the curation approach could actually work as well. So I think what we're looking at here on this whole topic of thought leadership, which is of huge value, you know, to the world and to the planet, particularly in some of these more emotive subjects that we're seeing coming through at the moment, like ethics and sustainability. You know, if there are things that you do feel passionately about, kind of just figure out actually where you can add some value. So it could be very kind of light touch. It could be very kind of, you know, quick win, very easy to do as you act as the filter and create a hub for a particular topic. And maybe in time you start to add some value to that content yourself. Maybe it's the next level up where you're starting to, you know, interview and sort of take, you know, specific sort of topic information from sort of named and carefully selected others. And then again, you're adding a little bit of value by the way you then you know, bring that information together, and, you know, some of the conversations possibly that you'll be having. And then probably at the top of the tree are those people who feel that, you know, they can add some new thinking around a topic. And of course, then that does lead the topic onwards and upwards as it grows and gains in popularity. But I think it is all about being really authentic and being really honest with the position. So it isn't trying to be something that you're not right now. Maybe in the future you could be something more. But I think it's just about being honest and recognizing, hey, you know, I'm here right now, but I do feel passionately about this subject. And, you know, I want to share what I've learned and what I know. And that's absolutely fine. And I think as long as you are honest about that, I think most people would say, you know, well done for that. You know, it's good that you've started out on this, and, you know, thanks for sharing what you've shared. And I think for a lot of people, it is about the journey, and it is about developing those skills and confidence so that, you know, at some point in the future, and you might not know exactly when that's going to be, but at some point in the future, you know, there is some real value that you can add by some original thought. And that may or may not come. And in lots of ways, that is part of the beauty of this journey. You know, you might not actually know that right now as to whether or not it will come. But as part of that journey, undoubtedly, you will have added some value to a particular topic or subject. So give it a go. Figure out what thought leadership might mean for you. It is a great way of creating content sort of online and building communities and sharing, and particularly about subjects that you feel, you know, passionate about. So have a little play, be authentic, decide, you know, the role that you're playing currently and where you might like to take this to in the future. And I'd be very interested to know how it goes and, you know, see how things sort of pan out. But do share with me sort of on my blog at neilwilkins.online, because I'd be very interested to know how things go for you in this whole thought leadership space, and particularly if you're a service industry and looking to gain a little bit of traction in a particular marketplace or a particular audience. So good luck with it. Be authentic, be transparent, be really honest about how you're doing this stuff, and the very best of luck.